This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
I'm Fiona Lally, a student of journalism living between Brussels and London. This week, I will be exploring Brussels' café culture. Located on Rue de Trèves, Karsmakers is a stone's throw from Place du Luxembourg. On working days, the queue to the counter sometimes spills out onto the street. Understandably so. Their coffee is excellent, perhaps the best in the city. The three guys getting the orders work tirelessly through the morning when people are most in need of a caffeine boost. Having the European Parliament opposite also draws the crowds. As a general rule, I prefer an empty cafe to a full one. There's something intimate about being in a cafe, alone but for one or two people, and having the liberty to daydream in a space that isn't completely familiar to you. Strangely though, Karsmakers proved to be the exception to this rule for me. Growing up, I would sometimes walk into town with my father, who was going to work. We would stop off at Karsmakers and sit a while, drinking coffee or juice and eating cake. I adored these moments. It was as if I had stumbled into an alternate universe. The people around me were from all over the world. Many wore suits and discussed subjects that were beyond my comprehension. I eavesdropped shamelessly and with insatiable curiosity, and the more people I could observe, the better. Even to this day, I struggle to read a newspaper in there without getting distracted by people's conversations. The cafes I most enjoy in Brussels are those that are interwoven with significant personal memories. I like to visit Chaff Café on Place du Jeu de Balle on a Thursday morning when the flea market is on. The Marolles neighborhood of Brussels, in which the market takes place, is an old part of the city. The buildings are teetering and narrow and the roads cobbled. There is an energy about the streets that is slightly chaotic. Chaff Café has a pleasantly run-down atmosphere. It has large windows for watching the goings-on in the square, as well as a decent playlist on the stereo. Another favorite of mine is Scoops, previously called Chez Pinot, located on Avenue Jean-Henri in Woluwe-Saint-Lambert. One of the great things about this café is that it is full of regulars, people who will come religiously every week for their coffee and pancakes. The owners are Italian, and I am sure that the décor has not changed significantly since the 1960s. It is a lovely place to go on a winter afternoon, as the light is fading and traffic outside begins to thicken with people coming home from work. Café culture in Brussels is unique in my eyes. The city may not have as many historically bohemian cafes as Paris or the London coffeehouse press culture, nor does it share Dublin's hipster obsession with flat whites and bicycles. But there is something simple and beautiful about the Brussels café. In a few of the older establishments, ordering un café will get you a drink that is only slightly larger than an espresso. It will come with something small and sweet, such as a spiculoos biscuit. Often, in these places, you will be surrounded by people drinking beer regardless of the time of day. There will always be tables on the street where you can choose to sit if it isn't pouring with rain. This scenario captures Brussels perfectly for me. It is a place that is a little absurd, but hilariously so. A place where things aren't excessively complicated or trying to be something they are not. A place where people still appreciate life's little pleasures. Check out more interviews and interesting reportage pieces like this one anytime you want via the Listen Again section of our website at radiox.eu.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.